Okay, recording now. So we forgot to record during the session on Saturday Going Deeper. So this is our just a meditation, but a little bit of background. So just introducing that meditation a bit. So this first part of a two-part thing on the bodhicitta, exploring the bodhicitta and the space of the heart. So it comes from the Mahayana tradition, Tibetan tradition, and this tradition, the emphasis is on our open, empty nature, our infinite state, and having that infinite state, empty state, as the ground of the journey. Everything emerging from this open, intelligent emptiness. And so we start from the body, or we start with the body rather, and exploring the yin space or the lower dantian, where we kind of go below the tension, the obvious tension and the concepts. And we find that utter openness. We discover Dharmakaya. So Dharmakaya is from the Trikaya doctrine. We've got the, let me get this right, the Nirmanakaya being the physical body, the manifest body in the everyday world, and the Sambhogakaya is the energy body or body of bliss. Of enjoyment. And then finally, the Dharmakaya, which is the emptiness, the absolute body of truth of the Buddha, the formless, in other words. So we actually start from that place that we discover in our physical body. We discover it through breathing in the lower dantian. So that's not bodhicitta, it's more primordial, more primary. And then we allow that space to extend fully in our body, in our experience. So as we completely embody the Dharmakaya, it becomes pure awareness, and we learn to dwell on in that for a while, so that we can create a safe space from which we can explore the heart. So from that empty space, we're beginning to explore the space of the heart, invite the heart to reveal its subtleties, its depth. So there might be difficulties, but we are not sort of engaging with them on that level. We're looking at them from the empty space. And if there's too much difficulties, we can step back into the central channel. Yeah, so we're not doing anything with the heart, or we're not doing anything to the heart. We're not trying to create any feelings or state. We are allowing things to just reveal themselves. So there might be all sorts of things coming into awareness from the heart, a painful sensation, joyful sensation, or it could be numb. And we're just breathing with that, allowing that light of awareness to kind of warm or cool down corners of the heart. And then gradually something more fundamental can come to the surface and reveal itself as well. So there can be a tenderness or responsivity. I had problems with that word already on Saturday. The heart being responsive under the protection. So we can discover that fundamental nature of the heart, which is emptiness, but it's a bit more energetic. It's bodhicitta. So it can be strange, it can be very quiet, it can be very open or vulnerable. It's not the kind of intensity of the emotions, it's more subtle than that. So that kind of requires a lot of just waiting and listening. Okay. I'm looking for a little bell so we can prepare ourselves for a meditation, which is going to be around about 40 minutes. So making yourself comfortable on your cushions. Taking your time to arrive in your meditation space. No need to try and jump into a particular state, just sensing how you are. Welcoming yourself. Physically, mentally, emotionally. And sensing the support of your chair, of your cushions, of your feet on the ground. Maybe taking a couple of deep breaths to just relax, arrive. Allowing the breath to settle in the tummy, in the abdomen. Yeah, so gently sensing the breath moving down to the abdomen. Sensing the belly rising and falling. And finding or imagining a point in your belly towards the spine, halfway between the belly button and the perineum. Breathing into that point or that area. Gently resting the mind there. And with each breath, the rest of your body can relax. As you rest more and more into the lower belly into the lower dantian. Breathing in fresh air into that area. Allow that space to start to grow, to expand. Just a little bit. Expanding a little more. And it can absorbing all tension from the body and the mind. In the middle of that space, there's an emptiness, a void. Breathing into that space, fresh light, fresh air, as it expands. Sensing more into the qualities. Of that primordial space. Utterly silent. Completely open. has no particular characteristic, is unmanifest. It has immense potential. Immense power waiting to be expressed. Let it grow in the lower belly, wider and wider. Opening and expanding. Filling up the entire abdomen, pelvic area, lower body, filled up with emptiness, silence. Allowing it to gradually expand into the rest of the body and rise up through the central channel, starting with the sacrum area, and the root of the spine. Rising up towards the belly button, rising up in front of the spine and the central channel, sort of channel of energy in front of our spine, rising up to the belly button, the navel. From the abdomen, rising up higher to the solar plexus, and rising up a little higher. Empty space rising up behind our heart. staying rooted in the abdomen, the ground of the empty space, letting the emptiness rise up the central channel to the throat. Chest and the throat. And behind the jaw. And rising up behind the eyes and nose. On top of the head. So aware of the whole length of the central channel between the tailbone and the top of the head, contained at the bottom and contained at the top. And anchored in the abdomen, in the lower dantian. Column of emptiness full of potential. Powerful. Sensing the effect on your body, on your mind. Your awareness. So dwelling more and more in pure potential. Pure awareness. Your primordial being. So letting yourself rest fully in that space. Aware of that column of power from your lower abdomen all the way up to the top of your head. And allowing that light to soften. Beginning to identify more with the spaciousness. The openness of the space. And from that experience, notice how the heart feels. Allow feelings to come and go. In that gentle space. Observing, noticing how the relative heart feels like. Whatever is there, letting it come and letting it go. Giving the heart some space, some light, some warmth. And if need be, stepping back into the central channel. To ground. To resource. Discovering the space around the heart. The space of bodhicitta. And those primordial qualities of emptiness meet the heart space. Open, tender space. Out of which the heart can unfold. So maybe we can get a sense of that fundamental nature of our hearts. Empty and open. What is that like for you today? Maybe stepping back a little bit, connecting with the abdomen, the lower belly, and breathing into that space, letting that emptiness rise up to the heart, and letting go as you breathe out. With the in-breath just allowing energy from the belly to rise up to the heart. Through the central channel, nourishing, supporting. connected. And then letting go of any kind of format, any form, just being. Being aware, present. Gradually bringing the meditation to an end. Coming back to the ordinary here and now. When you're ready, you can have a stretch and open your eyes. Just looking around the room, finding something that you like. And taking your time to come back to your ordinary life.